Just for One Night. Love was in the air, or at least, that's what Sean Macklin's nose was telling him. Ben Cooper had been coming to work and pack meetings lately smelling of a woman. Macklin Security's head installation tech had been an unhappy bachelor for almost a year since his previous girlfriend dumped him, which was why when he called in sick for the second time in a week, Sean merely wished him a speedy recovery and volunteered to cover his night shift installing new security cameras in the offices of a car dealership.
You know, for a werewolf, Ben sure has been sick a lot lately,
Ron Dormer, Sean's business partner, said, handing him a coil of cable.
I thought shifters almost never get sick.
Even werewolves catch something from time to time, Sean's voice echoed as he crawled through the ceiling toward the last of the newly installed cameras and connected the other end of the cable. Okay, run the test.
Ron started typing on his laptop.
Does this condition of his have a name?
He asked, his voice floating up through the hole in the ceiling. Sean grinned, though his partner couldn't see him.
Casey.
Ron laughed. A few moments later, he said,
Green across the board. I've got clear images from all 9 cameras. I think we're done.
Excellent. Tell the guys to start packing up.
Sean started to make his way back toward the ceiling opening.
I think they've been packed up since 2, but I'll give the word.
The ladder creaked as Ron climbed down. As he reached the ladder, Sean's cell phone buzzed. He checked the screen and saw a text message from Delia Hastings, wife and mate of his beta, Jack. When he opened the message, he found a picture of a smiling, athletic blonde woman wearing workout clothes. Her blue eyes were looking down instead of at the camera.
Sean, this is Julie Stevens. Give her a call. She'd love to meet for a drink.
She included Julie's cell number. Sean snarled and stuck his phone back in his pocket without answering. Damn Delia. His beta's mate was determined to play matchmaker and was undaunted by his lack of enthusiasm. It wasn't that he didn't want a woman, but every potential mate Delia pushed at him was beautiful, submissive, and eager to please him. That might have been appealing to most alphas, and it would certainly make Delia and some others in the pack happy, but women like that set Sean's teeth on edge. He wanted a woman who would stand beside him, not behind him. And all Delia did was bring him women like Julie. He'd figured out long ago that Delia was threatened by the prospect her alpha might find a mate who was more dominant than her, thus bumping her down in the pack hierarchy. Sean had a duty to his pack to find a mate sooner rather than later, but it wouldn't be Julie or anyone like her. His mate would be fierce, a fighter, someone who would defend her pack, not cower behind them. That meant he'd have to find her himself. Delia wouldn't send anyone his way she didn't think she could dominate. Since no one was around to think it odd, Sean skipped the ladder and jumped down 10 feet from the ceiling, landing easily with a soft thud on the thick carpet. He hadn't needed to work tonight, despite Ben's unexpected absence. Their installation crew was perfectly capable of working without supervision. But he liked to work in the field whenever he could. Whether that meant crawling around in ceilings or providing personal security, he got restless if he was in the office too much. Ron, on the other hand, preferred the minutiae of running the business and spent the majority of his time happily behind his desk, though he got out in the field occasionally to keep up to date on technology. Sean had their equipment packed up by the time his business partner came back.
I didn't have to tell them twice, Ron said, folding up the ladder. Everyone's gone but us.
Good. Let's head out.
Sean picked up 2 heavy cases without noticeable effort and walked briskly down the hall. Ron shook his head and followed more slowly, lugging the ladder and a toolbox. Out front, the Macklin security vans were gone, leaving only Ron's truck and Sean's Mercedes. When they had everything loaded into the back of the truck, Ron rolled his shoulders and grimaced.
I think I pulled something. Maybe you better stay in your office from now on. Leave the hard work and the heavy lifting to us.
Ron's response was to flip him off, and Sean laughed.
We've got a meeting at 3 tomorrow with that lawyer about putting in a new security system,
Ron said.
I'll probably be in by 10 or 11. You headed home?
Sean shook his head.
I'm wide awake. I need a drink and some music.
Ron opened his truck door and climbed in.
Not many places open this time of night.
I know a place not too far from my house that's open till dawn.
Werewolf place? Ron asked as Sean unlocked his car.
Vamp-owned bar called Hawthorne's, actually, Sean told him. It's got a little bit of everything. You never know what you might find on any given night.